This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's word this morning of an attempt to attack the U.S. Embassy near Beirut, Lebanon. We're hearing one shooter was killed, one escaped, and a third was wounded and detained by the Lebanese military. The AP's Donna Warder.
The military describes the gunman as a Syrian national and that soldiers shot and wounded the attacker. Local media is reporting that there was a gunfight for almost a half an hour by the U.S. diplomatic mission just north of Beirut. The U.S. Embassy says the attack Wednesday morning by the building's entrance did not cause any casualties among its staff and that Lebanese troops and embassy security mobilized quickly. I'm Donna Warder.
Witness testimony is expected to continue today in Hunter Biden's gun trial. The AP's Haya Penjwani on what happened yesterday in court.
Federal prosecutors painted President Joe Biden's son Hunter as deceptive and driven by addiction, who knew what he was doing when he lied on federal forms in 2018 to purchase a gun. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden's attorney argued that his client did not believe he was in the throes of addiction when he stated in the paperwork that he did not have a drug problem, and he did nothing with the gun in the short time he had it. Hunter Biden has been charged with three felonies stemming from the purchase of a Colt revolver when he was, according to his memoir, addicted to crack. Haya Penjwani, Washington.
President Biden arrived in France this morning, where this week he'll mark the 80th anniversary of the World War II D-Day invasion. This comes as the deadliest fighting on the continent since World War II continues in Ukraine. Allies are struggling to find ways to help turn the tide against Russia, which has been gaining ground on the battlefield. Scientists calculate that the rate Earth is warming hit an all-time high in 2023, with 92% of last year's record-shattering heat caused by humans. This is AP News. Wait till you hear what a guy pulled out of a lake in New York City.
Casting a magnet into New York City's waterways has paid off for James Kane.
Oh, that's a safe.
On their YouTube channel, Let's Get safe. Magnetic, Kane and girlfriend Barbie Agostini posted the haul of a lifetime.
Stacks of bills, dude!
Waterlogged bundle after another in a lake.
It's all hundreds!
Oh my God! Oh,
totaling an estimated $100,000. Kane and Agostini called the police, who let them keep the safe, which had no clues about its rightful owner.
I guess you'd call it a finders keepers thing.
One problem with the bills.
They were pretty destroyed.
I plan on taking it to Washington, to the Bureau of Engraving and Printing. That's the only way to get it restored. If not, it is literally garbage.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.